Okay. Parshas Chayesara. Okay. I'll say over some divitari we said last year, and we're on some new ones. Okay. The Parsha starts off. Vayiyu Chayesara, Meir Shana, Ve'esrim Shana, Ve'sheva Shana, Shnei Chayesara. Sarah lived 127 years old. Thomas Sarah died B'Kiryas Arba. So Rashi brings down that what happened by Thomas Sarah. So Rashi brings down that when she heard about the Akedah, and Kamata Yitzchak was killed by the Akedah, Parcha Neshmasa, Hanashama left her, Hanashama went away. Okay, everybody is bothered. How could it be that from the news of the Akedah, which was a tremendous Nisayin that Avram underwent, and at Bar Mitzvah, Sarah seems to have left this world, Hanashama left her because of the Akedah. So I said this over last year. Chaim Kanievsky says a very interesting insight. Chaim Kanievsky says that it was Sarah's time to die. Mefroshim will say, "Vayu Chayesara." The Pasha starts off, "Vayu Chayesara," and then Thomas Sarah. It was her life, and then she died. To tell us that this was her time to die. Don't think for a second that Sarah died earlier, before her time was up, because of the Akedah. She died at the time that she was supposed to die. These were the years that she had in this world. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakeh a person that he dies mitoich dvar mitzvah, that he dies from doing a mitzvah. A person who dies from doing a mitzvah, when the neshama comes up to Shemayim, it's so much greater than a person who dies, stop, a person who dies from divrei chayil, or chas v'shalom, someone dies from doing an aveira. Sarah died from hearing about the akedah, mitoich dvar mitzvah, was a schus for her that she died mitoich dvar mitzvah. And he brings down the Medrash Rabbah, and Esther, the Medrash Rabbah Chanukah, the Medrash Rabbah brings down that in Alexandria, in Egypt, the Yidden bench Chanukah, they lit candles, and at that time, the daughter of Alexander died. And Alexander took offense at the candles that the Bnei Yisrael were lighting, and he thought that they were lighting the candles because they were celebrating the death of his daughter. They took revenge on the Bnei Yisrael, and he killed them out. How could it be? They did a mitzvah. They took a bar mitzvah, lighting the Chanukah, they died. So B'chan Kriyas says the same insight, that whatever the reason was, they had to die at this time. And because of the schusim that they had, Hashem arranged that they died with the schus of Kiddush Hashem, with the schus of doing a mitzvah. So not that the mitzvah caused them to forget. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them the schus that the death was through a dvar mitzvah, and they died al Kiddush Hashem. Sometimes we don't realize it. We see things with our own eyes, and we don't understand what's happening behind the scenes. I said over the story last year, the stipler. Somebody once came into the stipler for a bracha, and the stipler screamed at him, "Rosh Merusha, go out." And the person was very taken aback. He had no idea what Averi did and why the stipler was screaming at him. And the stipler screamed at him, "Rosh Merusha," and other people heard. The person was very embarrassed, and he walked out. And he had no idea what happened. A few hours later, this person was in a car. The car got into an accident, and everybody else in the car didn't make it. Everybody else in the car was killed, and he was the only one that survived. He came back to the stipler, and they told the stipler, "You know that person that you called a Rosh Merusha? You were wrong. This person must be a big tzaddik because he was in a car accident and everybody else in the car was killed and he was the only one that survived. He must have had tremendous chusin. How could you call him a Rosh Merusha?" So the stipler said, "You don't understand what happened at all. When that person came in to see me, I saw the Malach HaMolus was standing right next to him. I saw that this person, the Malach HaMolus was right there, and that this person was Nigzal Misa, and I had no way to save him." Chazal tell us that when a person's embarrassed, it's as if you killed the person. Wow. The blood either rushes to his face or the blood goes away from his face. It's as if you killed the person. So I screamed at him, "Rosh Merusha," and I embarrassed him. As soon as I embarrassed him, and the blood rushed, he turned red, and he was embarrassed, that's ki'igu, he died. Mail later on, when the car accident happened, he already had his misa, and therefore he was saved. Now, okay.
There's
always two ways of looking at things. We see sometimes with our own two eyes. But if you look a little bit behind the scenes, we realize that things that seem to be Heshi, when he asked before about Shulchan Mitzvah in Zaykin.
Yeah.
He's standing outside and he fell carrying it in. Fakir.
I saved the challenge.
Good, good. Whatever the reason was, but you had a schus that it happened to you while doing a mitzvah. So that's why the mitzvah is so much more choshev. Look at the price you paid to do the mitzvah.
Got hurt.
You didn't get hurt because it was going to happen anyway. You didn't get hurt because of the mitzvah. Fakert. You have a schus that it happened while doing the mitzvah. So now the mitzvah is worth so much more because it happened while doing the mitzvah. Okay, I'm just going a little bit out of order because I just prepared a little bit out of order. At the end of the parasha, it says Vatikach Rivka of the Narvay Seha Vatikav Na Agamalim. After Rivka goes on her way with Eliezer, the pasuk says Rivka and her Nairis went, they rode on the camels, Vatailachna Achrei Ha'ish. They went after the Ish. Who's the Ish? Eliezer. Then the pasuk says, Vayikach Ha'eved Es Rivka Vayelach. Eved took Rivka and he went. Perichov Dalet pasuk Chof Aleph. Very strange pasuk. First Eliezer is called an Ish, and then he's called an Eved, in the same pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Vatailachna Achrei Ha'ish. She went after the Ish, Eliezer, Vayikach Ha'eved. 2 words later, the Eved took her. Is he an Eved? Is he an Ish? Why the change? He's called an Ish the whole parasha. And suddenly he's called an Eved. At the very end he's called an Eved. The whole time, Ish Mishtoila, Ish Ish. And suddenly he's called Eved. So Zalman Valojim, when he was a little boy, say he was young, 7, 8, he was already a Baki in many Mesechtas. He was a genius, an Eloi. And Thursdays he used to go to Chumash with the Muhammad. The Rebbe would teach the boys Chumash. Came to Pashas Chayesara one Thursday. And Zalman Valojim asked the Rebbe this question. Why the pasuk first says Achrei Ha'ish, and then it says Vayikach Ha'eved? Why is Eliezer called Ish, and then Eliezer is called an Eved? I'm sure the same pasuk. What happened? So the Rebbe was stumped. The Rebbe didn't have a teretz. He hemmed and he hoed, tried to give an answer. Then the Rebbe had a chap that if this boy is the kasha, his stomach has a teretz also. So he said to Zalman Valojino, who was a little boy, he said, Zalman, no, actually you have a teretz, maybe you have an answer. So he says, oh, I was waiting for you to ask. I have a far portion of teretz, he says. Mishnah Ksuvis. What does the Mishnah Ksuvis say? The Mishnah Ksuvis says, Masa Ha'av L'Shulchi Ha'Bal. If the father gives over his daughter to the Shulchi Ha'Bal, the Baal comes, he's Mekadosh the daughter, the father gives over the daughter to the Shulchim of the Baal, she's considered to be Rishus Ha'Bal. She's an Eshes Ish. She's in Rishus Ha'Bal. The Mishnah says, If Halach Ha'av M'Shulchi Ha'Bal, if the father goes along with the Shulchim of the Baal, or he sends his Shulchim together with the Shulchi Ha'Bal, she's not yet considered an Eishes Ish. She's not yet considered to be in the Rishus of her husband, as long as the father, his Shulchim, are still with her. But when the father's Shulchim give her over to the Baal's Shulchim, and they leave, then she's considered to be, Rishus HaBaal, she's considered to be an Eishes Ish. Serv Zalman Valojina, beautiful. Who did Eliezer belong to? Who was the owner of Eliezer?
Yitzchak.
V'chol tov ha'doinov v'yodoi. Eliezer came with a shtar. Avram gave Eliezer a shtar, Rashi tells us. I wasn't saying a shtar, but Avram gave him all his nechassim, all his property to Yitzchak, so that the shidduch should go through. They should be eager to marry Yitzchak, because look, Yitzchak has all the wealth of Avram. Included in the nechassim of Avram is Eliezer. Eliezer is included also. So it turns out Eliezer belonged to Yitzchak. Did he belong to Rivka? He didn't belong to Rivka until Rivka went over to Rishus HaBaal. Negro, the pasuk is very meduyak. Vatikach Rivka v'naroi seho. The nairis went with her. The nairis were representatives from Lovman, from the house. Vatikav na agamalim, vatailach na achrei ha'ish. Because there were still representatives from her father's house, from Lovman's house with her. She wasn't yet given over to Rishus HaBaal. So Eliezer, in reference to Rivka, is called an ish. She's not yet, she doesn't belong to Rivka. Then the pasuk says, vayikach ha'eved es Rivka, the naroi seho, disappear. The Eved took Rivka. The Shulchim of the Shulchim HaBaal, Shulchim of the father left. Lovan's messages went back home. So now, Rivka was given over to Eliezer. Now Eliezer became her Eved, because now she was given over to Rishus HaBaal. So therefore the pasuk says, Vayikach Ha'eved es Rivka. So at this point, he was Taka Rivka's Eved, because Rivka was now given over to Rishus HaBaal. For a 7-year-old, it's pretty good, no? Okay, that's a little part. And the pasuk says, when Eliezer travels to Lovan, so the pasuk says by Shlishi vayikach ha'eved asar gemalim. The eved took 10 gemalim, migemali adonov from his master's camels, vayelech, and he went. The chol tov adonov biyodah, the pasuk we just mentioned, and all the property of his owner of Rome was in his hand. Vayokom vayelech alaram naraim elenocho. The pasuk says vayelech 2 times. Vayelech, he went. The chol tov adonov biyodoi. Vayokom vayelech. Says in the pasuk he went. And he went. Why does it say Vayelech, Vayelech 2 times? It also says later on in the parasha that when Eliezer is speaking, he says, today I came to the spring, I came to the well of water. We learn out that Eliezer had kfitzas haderech. When Eliezer was traveling, he left the same day that he left Avram. He arrived the same day in Charan by Lavan. He had kfitzas haderech. The Chidor says it says vayelech twice because there were two goings. He left naturally, and vayelech, and he traveled. There's a second vayelech, which was kfitzas haderech apineis. He traveled and he reached Lavan. But over hayoyim aloy, he came to the well the same day that he left. They say over a story. There was a rebbe who made a shidduch with a son, with a mishpacha, a wealthy mishpacha, in a city, a faraway city. And before the shidduch went through, they did their chakiris, their drishis, they checked out the mishpacha, the kala, and everything was on the up and up, everything was fine, and whoever he asked approved of the shidduch. As they're traveling to the chasana, they come to an inn, and they stop off at the inn to rest up, to refresh themselves. And while they're sitting in the inn, not everyone knew that this was the chassan and his family. And people are already talking about the upcoming wedding, and they say, "Oh, the wedding! I don't understand how this rebbe can make a shidduch with that family. You know what that family did? They have this problem and there's that problem, and they did that thing wrong, and they didn't get tzedakah, and the kala herself." And they start speaking in lashon hara left and right. And the rebbe was very offended. He knew that it wasn't true. He knew that whatever they're saying were a bunch of lies. It wasn't true, but he couldn't stop them. So the Rebbe stood up and he said, it was Pashas Chayisar, and he said, let me ask you a question. Why did Eliezer have to have Kfitzas Haderech on the way to Lavan? Vayelech, vayelech, v'ovoy hayoyim. Why did Eliezer have to have Kfitzas Haderech? If it would have taken Eliezer another day, a month, he would have reached Lavan's house anyway. The Shidduch would have gone through, a little bit later. Because Elamai, the Teretz is Pasha, Teretz is, imagine if Eliezer would stop along the way to Lavan's house. People would ask him, where are you going? I'm going to Lavan and Mesul to make a shidduch. People will tell him, Lavan and Mesul to make a shidduch? Are you out of your mind? You know what kind of a family that is? You know who Lavan is? You know what a character he is? You know who Mesul is? Watch out! By the time Eliezer will come to Charan, the shidduch wouldn't stand a chance. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to give Eliezer kfitzas haderech. He would skip all the stops along the way. He left, he would come, and go right and skip all the Lashon Hara. So the Rebbe told him, halavai, I should have had kfitzas haderech also, I'd be able to skip all the Lashon Hara. Okay, but persons, be careful. Every word that a person says has an effect, even though we don't realize it. Lashon Hara is Lashon Hara. And a person has to watch, be careful what a person says. The Pasuk says later on, when Eliezer starts speaking to Lavan and Besuel, he says, I'm the Eved Avram. That's how he introduces himself and he starts to speak. Like, up until now, they didn't know who he was. They didn't figure it out by now. Rivka told him already. Rivka knew who he was. He came already. The whole events played out. He starts off with a Eved Avram Anoichi. So it's still nice with the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim once was traveling and he came into a town. And the whole week, he didn't tell anybody who he was. He sat in the Beis Medrash, he learned, and he ate, he didn't tell anybody who he was. And nobody in the town knew that the Chofetz Chaim was here. It came Leil Shabbos, it came Friday night, the Gabbai went around after davening, giving the Archim places to eat, places to stay. So he went up to the Chofetz Chaim and said to him, listen, I want you to go eat by this person in the Suda Shabbos. So Chofetz Chaim said, I'm the Chofetz Chaim. You know who I am? I'm the Chofetz Chaim. So the Gabbai is very taken aback. You're the Chofetz Chaim. And people heard. Why didn't you say anything the whole week? You're sitting here a whole week in the town of Beis Medrash, and you didn't say a word the whole week. Suddenly now, I'm the Chofetz Chaim. Why now? So Chofetz Chaim explained, because I want to make sure that you send me to a house where the food is kosher, where everything is correct. I want you to know who I am. Don't just send me to a house where there's an amoret, if there's any questions on the kashrus, any shayla, or halacha, but send me to a house where the food is kosher and everything is proper, because I have a higher standard, I'm the Chofetz Chaim. So, same is true. Eliezer said, Eved Avraham Anochi. Before we start, you have to know who I am. Make sure, you want to serve me to eat? Make sure the food is kosher. Make sure everything is done properly. I'm an Eved Avraham. He introduced himself as who he was, so they should know who they were speaking to. When a person travels, a person goes around, there's no need for a person to brag who he is. But when it comes to a Shagol Halacha, a person needing to make sure everything is kosher, and they open up, then a person has a right to say who he is in order to ensure that everything is done properly. At the very back in the beginning of the parasha, the pasuk says, "Va'avraham zokin bo ba'yomim, va'Hashem beirechas Avraham ba'koyom." And the Medrash says, "Ba'koyom is begmashriya ben." Rashi brings it down. "Ba'koyom is begmashriya 50." Same gmashriya as the word ben. 52. Sorry. "Ba'koyom is begmashriya ben." And since Avraham had a son, now he had to go find the shidduch. Next pasuk, "Va'yoyim Avraham el avdoi zekan beisoy hamoshe becholoi." Avraham said to Eliezer, "Simnul yotchal tachas yirechi." Go swear you're going to take a shidduch for Yitzchak from my mishpacha and not from the Benois Canaan. So everybody's bothered. Up until now, Avraham didn't know he had a son. We have to learn from the word Bakoyel. It's a very strange pasuk. Avraham was blessed Bakoyel. Bakoyel was begmatria son. Since Avraham had a son, time to go find a shidduch. Avim Avraham to his Eved to go find a shidduch. So I think the Ben Ishchais is a beautiful idea. And he says, Avraham zogein bo bayomim. Avraham did not have a child until he was old. How old was Avraham when Yitzchak was born? 100 years old. He says, why did Avraham have to wait till he's 100 years old? Good.
He didn't have Yitzchak.
He didn't have Yitzchak until he's 100 years old. Says the Ben Ishchai, because Hashem wanted to make sure that Yitzchak grew up in the house of Avraham without any influence from the grandfather Terach. Avraham grew up in the house of an Oved Avodah Zarah of Terach. Hashem did not give Avraham children right away, so they shouldn't be influenced by the Terach's house, by the Zayda's house that was full of the Avodah Zarah, but rather he should be influenced only by Avraham. So Avraham didn't have a child, Yitzchak, until he was 100 years old. Yitzchak grew up in Avraham's house, influenced only by Avraham. So Avraham is Zokin, Avraham was old, Boba Yomim. That's when Avraham was old, Hashem blessed him, Makoyel, Hashem blessed him with a son. So he shouldn't be under the influence of Terach, under the influence of Avraham. The Meir, when Avraham saw that, how important the influence of the family is, how important the environment is, the next pasuk, Avraham said to Eliezer, now that I see the importance of family, of environment, swear to me that the shidduch you're going to take for Yitzchak is not going to be from the Bnei Canaan, and not from the Bnei Yishmael, but it's going to be from my family, and will be a proper shidduch for Yitzchak. So Dafka, because Avraham was a zaken, and he saw that he was blessed with a son at the old age, he said to Eliezer, go ahead and take for me a shidduch that's proper, from a proper family in a proper environment.
It's in the
pasuk. It fits very, that's a two.
Berach Yerachmiel Ishchai says,
yeah.
Berach has Avraham Bakol. Bakol is two times kol.
Means 50.
Yeah. 100. 100 is a beautiful. Very good. Very nice. Very good. Okay. Very good. Shkayach. Okay. Very nice. So Avraham at 100 years old was blessed with Yitzchak. Yeah. And that's why he told Dafka now he has to go ahead and find the shidduch. Everybody's affected by the environment that they're in. Whether we admit it or not, we're affected by the environment. People that grow up in a certain place are affected. People grow up elsewhere are affected.
That's right, 100%.
We affect each other. But when we come together, to learn, and we each help each other learn, the effect that we have is so much greater. One person learning by himself can accomplish so much. But when you have a whole group learning together, everybody's mechazik everybody else, and we each mechazik each other. So, fakert, even though sometimes during the day we're out and we're affected by the environment, when we come together at night, and we mechazik each other, that's the biggest chizik that we can have. So let's talk about Zaycha, we finish Masechta Psachim, let's be Zaycha, we finish Masechta Shkolim, and to continue learning together, Abiyas Galat Sadim, we're here to be a main one.